I'm speaking to Sir Brian Ferry. Do you ever go by Sir Brian Ferry?
No, just plain Brian is fine by
okay.
me.
But you recognize with that title for your contributions to British music and, as we all know, worldwide music, both as a solo artist and with your band Roxy Music. In fact, it's the 45th anniversary 4-disc Super Deluxe Edition that was just released here a few days ago that present this unique opportunity. So good morning, Brian.
Yeah, good morning.
Brian, I'm a little unclear as to what the lead-up was to Roxy Music, because you were, if I'm doing the math correctly, you were about 27, I think, when Roxy Music started. Is that correct or not?
Yeah, well, I went to university after school, studied painting. I wanted to be an artist, and after I graduated, I moved to London and started putting together the band. And it took a year or two. I kind of existed by teaching art in the daytime and then working with the band in the evening. The first album became a great success for us in Europe.
So you were a teacher at the time?
That's right. Yeah, yeah.
Is that the day job that you had to that you were able to quit when Roxy Music took off? Huh?
That's right. Yeah.
What did you teach?
Art. Yeah.
Like any particular aspect of art?
Well, I was a painter myself, but I found myself teaching ceramics some of the time. So that was kind of an interesting thing for me, because I was learning about it at the same time I was teaching it. I taught in a place in London, and that's where we made the first record.
Do you still have that as a hobby or anything, or is that just strictly
it's still a great interest for me. You know, I kind of I go to galleries all the time and keep up with what's happening. And being in London is amazing, because there's always so many great shows on here. It's pretty much a center for the art world. I go to a lot of things.
Now, tell me about the formation of the band then. So you're teaching ceramics, and you meet the rest of the band. How does the band come together?
Well, one of them, the bass player on the first album, was Graham Simpson, and he was at university with me, and we played in a band at college. And he came down to London, and I was working on my first set of songs, which became the first Roxy album. And first of all, just me and a bass player, and then I heard about this guy Andy Mackay, who had a synthesizer and who also played oboe and sax. He joined the band, and then Brian Eno after that, and then Paul Thompson, the drummer, and then Phil Manzanera. So it was a gradual process of I always think it's a bit like the Magnificent Seven. You keep one character joins, then somebody else joins, and eventually we had a whole band of players, and they're all quite interesting people, and from different musical interests. I mean, Andy Mackay had a background in classical music, Eno in electronic music, Phil Manzanera was a kind of all around guitarist, and Paul Thompson was a really kind of heavy drummer. So it was a good combination of people, I think.
And I would think that it would be a temptation for most bands that were getting their start at that time to maybe imitate the Stones or the Beatles or the Who or something, but you guys were nothing at all like that.
No, we wanted to do something different, and the fact that we had so many different musical kind of interests, and they all came together on that first album. You know, one of the interesting things about the record, the first album, was that we were experimenting, you know, with different styles of music and kind of collaging it all together. And so we could have gone off in any one of many different directions after that. Each album subsequently became quite different, I think, from the one before.
Did you tend to conceive of your entire albums at once or a concept, or were they songs that seemed to start?
Not really, no. I wouldn't say so. I think it was like one song at a time, you know, and trying to make each song as interesting as we could. And then, you know, and then we'd, yeah. So, yeah, you would just kind of really play it by ear pretty much all the time.
Brian, Roxy Music has been in and out of your life throughout all of these years, but the first time that you disbanded the group was right after the tour for Avalon, as I understand it. What made you decide that that was the right time to move on?
Well, I don't know. We'd been playing together for quite a long time, on and off, and I just wanted to kind of, do things on my own, I guess, and work with lots of other different people, which I did do on the next album I made, which was Boys and Girls, and there were, you know, lots of different players on that, and I found it educational for myself to go out into the big world and work with lots of interesting guys, you know, from. Some from other bands and some who are great kind of session players.
There have been stretches where when you have brought the band back together. I think maybe two or three times that you brought the band back together. Is there any chance?
Yeah, we did a kind of reunion tour in 2001, which was a very big tour for us, and I really enjoyed that. But, And then we did it again in 2011, maybe. But since then, I've been touring with my own band.
Now, the some of your songs, it's interesting, Brian. I perceive that you have maybe mellowed a little bit, or maybe matured is the right word. Because you had a bit of a reputation back in the day, and now here you are as a knight, and you seem like a very refined a British gentleman. Do you feel yourself as a maturing individual, or do you still have that that bad boy in you?
I don't know. I'm not sure how much people change over the years. I guess you know your interests change and your the way you live your life changes a bit. I mean, I'm sort of pretty committed to my work, you know, and that's what I do most of the time. Most of last year I was out on the road. We did a lot of shows in the States, and then this year we're concentrating on Europe. And but it's been very nice to do this this kind of deluxe edition of the first album. It's 45 years, and since we did it, and it's quite nice to celebrate that.
Oh, you have so many videos and things on here. Tell briefly what's in the package.
Well, there's obviously the original album, then there's the original demos that we did before the album, and there's a series of outtakes from the album sessions, and then there's the sessions we did for the BBC, which were quite important, mainly for the John Peel show, which was a great show for kind of, you know, encouraging new bands and so, and new music.
Brian, are the women in your life still a source of inspiration for you?
I'm sorry?
Are the women in your life still a source of inspiration for you?
Oh, well, they definitely have been, that's for sure.
You're like single. Are you a single man now?
I'm sorry?
Are you a single man now?
Yes, I am for quite a while now. And
back out on the town?
Well, you know, a little bit, but not a great deal. I mean, I sort of, as I say, I'm usually traveling, you know, so I don't really have time for for that kind of thing.
Oh, I see. Okay. Great. I think my time's about out here, so if you have to cut out, I understand. But there was a story that I picked up on about you being in an airplane. The airplane has trouble. You're traveling with your son. He uses bad language. And you admonished him about doing that right in this crisis situation. Is that a true story?
Yeah, it is true. We were kind of in a plane that was hijacked, flying over Africa, and like a a big 747, and it was quite scary. But it was a kind of. It's a good experience to survive, that's for sure.
And your son was using some bad language, and you had the calmness to say no.
Yeah, he kind of woke me up. Everybody was asleep on the plane, and I heard my son swearing, and I thought, hey, what? Cut it out, you know, and then I realized we were in a life or death situation. Very interesting.
I believe they're going to get the hook after me. I think I have to let you go. Brian,
very nice to talk to you, and all the best to you.
Well, thanks. Thank you very much. We'll be sure and hit the deluxe set. A real pleasure to talk to you, sir, and thank you so much.
Thanks, Paul. Bye.
Bye.